I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is
Batch Bitch,
the show where we don't talk about The Bachelor and everyone's much happier.
That is true.
How are you going, Danielle?
Yeah, good. I had a terrible dream last night and it's ruined, I think, probably the next 3 days of my life.
Okay.
Do you want another dream? I just already talked to you about it.
You did tell
before.
Me. Well, I mean, you've brought it up, so all I right. was giving you
well,
the space.
I had a dream. And it was the exact dream. I have it a few times a year. And it is of the phone call where my dad FaceTimed me while he was putting down my dog. And I cried too much and my dad said I was being hysterical and hung up on me and didn't let me say goodbye to my dog.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Obviously, I've got some issues around that and that's why I have this recurring dream.
Yeah, you've not let that go. When did that happen?
When did the dream... The dream was last night. The actual event was probably like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a year and a half. Yeah.
It's okay.
The day it happened, I watched a movie on Netflix that just had a German Shepherd dog in it. Yeah.
Danielle loves German Shepherds. We have Tarzo with us here today. I don't know if you can hear him tip-tapping around.
Yeah, he's got those little toenails.
Yeah. He likes to prance. He's like the dog equivalent of like women in shopping centres click-clacking around.
He keeps on walking around like he's inspecting everything.
Yeah, he's just checking it out.
Plant? Oh, just smells like this. Oh, off to the presents now that are around the tree. Now I'm going to have a look at the window. Oh, what have you? Footscray.
You'd love it out there. There'd be so many smells.
Oh, so many smells. It's mostly concrete though.
Yeah. You can put any type of smell on concrete.
That is true, it'll really soak in.
I do like your... We're calling it a Christmas tree?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is a plant that I have put on a pedestal, and around the pedestal there are beautiful light bulbs, there, and then within the plant I have covered in Christmas baubles, which I also painted myself.
Christmas what?
The baubles. Baubles.
The ball balls?
Yes, yes, yes. I call them ball balls.
I understand how you've gotten there, but you're still very wrong.
You're a real bitch, you know?
Yes, I do.
I had a bad dream last night and this is how you repay me?
I'm so sorry.
How dare you?
And it is visible that you've been crying.
Yes.
Poor Danielle.
I woke up... It's only happened to me like... I've probably woken up from dreams with a puffy face because I've been crying in the dream like 5 times in my life.
Yeah.
And 3 of those dreams have been because my dog died.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Danielle. What are we going to do about it?
Well, I wish we could change the way dogs live in the sense that I wish we could, like, make them live as long as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, your partner. In like, you're allowed to just walk everywhere with them and you're allowed to share a life with them. They're like your little soul pet.
Now, this is a slippery slope that they were talking about, I think.
What? Oh, I'm not going to fuck my dog. I just love my dog and want to hug it.
And marry it.
No, I don't want to marry it.
You can marry it in a platonic way.
I don't want to marry my dog in a platonic way.
You just want it to be your soulmate and...
To love it and have it love me and have fun together. Go to the beach.
You can do that already.
Yeah, but then the dog dies.
That's true. I guess you just want dogs to live longer. And also, they're allowed in all buildings.
Yes.
I agree with that one, actually, because you can't stop a baby from going in anywhere. So why can you stop a dog? Is it just because he's going to piss on the floor?
And hair.
The baby might do that too.
Babies have not much hair.
Well, that sounds like discrimination, honestly, for my dog.
All right, me and Naomi are starting our own political party, and it's called Voice of Dogs.
Voice of Dogs.
That's what it's called.
It just makes it seem like we're the dogs.
No, we are the voice for the dogs.
Okay.
God, don't you get it?
Tazo looks so contemplative. He's just sitting there staring out the window.
Has he ever been up this high? Is that what he's struggling with?
On life? Yes.
Can I?
We, our life is a wild ride.
My one of my favorite internet weirdos, Amy and Mel, because they have a song called "High on Life."
Really?
Yeah, it goes high on life, high on life. Just do you and be true, cause we're high on life. It's so. You've watched them because I've made you watch them before.
Yeah, I haven't seen that though. Do you want to explain who they are?
Okay, so they're these twins, Amy and Mel, who were on X Factor when they were like 16. And now they perform at a venue in Melbourne called, like, I'm not going to say the name of the venue because that's bad, because I don't want you to spend money there.
Yeah, whatever venue we haven't said, don't go there.
Don't go to that venue. Anyway, you'll know
there
if you
may
look them
or
up.
May not have been
a case brought against somebody who works there.
Yes.
Anyway, they are very strange with their music. It doesn't seem, it's like, I think they use the same man who we sing over, Kevin MacLeod, and they do about the same job that we do as singing over Kevin MacLeod, but pitch it as if they're musicians and not having a little fun time.
They wear red lipstick.
Yes. They have their own makeup line, I think.
Oh, do they?
They sell makeup and do makeup. They're also a part of, like, we found a video, me and Jono, of them in part of some sort of, like, heist, sort of real estate heist, where they like buy properties cheap and sell them more expensive. But they were in this video clip of them in this house where it was like they were obviously, it was pitched as like some sort of like Ocean's movie scheme, and they were like the hot twins, but it was supposed to be real life. It was like some sort of real estate pyramid scheme, and I was very confused.
That's a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't understand. Number one, I think women are very intelligent, hence us. But these two, not so much.
Hence us.
We, the most intelligent of our race.
I agree. We're the pinnacle of female intelligence.
We are not. If we were, we should be kept in cages.
I have a double degree in science and engineering, Danielle. I just don't use it.
Yeah, I was speaking about me.
Okay. Just so you know, I am really smart, but I don't like to be smart. So then I'm just real dumb.
No, what you're doing is being relatable. There's no, people who are smart but are like flaunting their intelligence over people so that other people can't understand what they're trying to communicate, those people aren't smart. People who are intelligent and communicate to the dumbest of life, those people are smart.
Did we have this conversation? I feel like I said this to you like 2 weeks ago.
No, but I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Okay, me too. I fucking hate it when people like use the most big words as they can. And then they say something like, this is such a contradictory juxtaposition. And I'm like, those two words are the same thing, you fucking cunt. Shut up. What are you? And they're just trying to like use as many words from a thesaurus as possible. And it's like, you're clearly reaching.
Yeah, they
just
use
normal
that, like,
words.
Word of the day calendars, yeah. When they were growing up.
Yeah, it's all people who know, like, all the rules of... Have you seen, like, it's all, like, neckbeards know the rules of arguing and...
Oh, fuck off.
You know, it's like, that's a straw man argument, or that's an odd ad hominem or some bullshit like that.
Ugh.
And it's like, you've never fucked in your life. If you use the word ad hominem, you're a 40-year-old virgin. Sorry, that's just my opinion. But yeah.
Tazza, what the... He's having a little dig.
Do you have a blanket for Tazo?
I mean, we can get one. Oh, he's having a fun time.
He's fine. He's trying to dig into the carpet. Oh. I don't
he's
know.
Huffed and puffed.
He's like, fine. I guess I'll sit here like a dog.
Like a
for someone who
dog.
Wants dogs to be treated as well as people, you really...
What?
You're making him just like sit on
That's
the floor.
That's how I would treat a human. Sit on the floor, you scum person. Anyway, how was your week, Naomi?
It was fine. It was fine. It was like, oh, I don't know. I got real depressed at one point. I got like really anxious the other night, and then I just like laid on the couch and I like couldn't move, which was great. And then I like sort of became like an old jazz alcoholic all of a sudden. Like, I put on Santa Baby because I like that Christmas song. And then it just went on to, like, other, like, sad sort of, like, old jazzy music. And then I made myself, like, a gin and I was just, like, walking around the house, like, prancing around.
Can we, after this, maybe we'll go for a walk to... There's a bottle shop around the corner called Mr. West where a friend works. And at the moment they have Christmas gin. We could have a Christmas gin each.
Yes!
It's, like, it's gin from that... Four Pillars Distillery, and I asked what it was because a friend works there, and I was like, I want some of that. And it's like just gin soaked in, but it's put in with Christmas pudding, so it tastes like a Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be good, but we can have one each and be like,
okay. That'll be the next pod. We'll just be reviewing.
Maybe that's what we should do. We could take this gear down and do the pod from the bar.
We could.
How's your week been? Well, I mean, yeah, reviewing a gin is not going to be crazy considering what we're going to be doing this first episode.
No. We're doing face masks.
We're reviewing face masks. Woo!
We're just doing face masks.
Yeah. I wanted to fix up my puffy eyes and said, can we do face masks on the pod?
Yeah, that's fun. I have a clay mask that you've given me.
Yes, it is quite used. Well, yeah, I've used it, but I always clean off the brush and do it with the brush, so it's not like got finger smears in it.
Let's talk about the brush. So you've gotten, you were like, I'll get a brush, and then you've gotten out what appears to be a unicorn.
Yes, listen, brush. It was one of those. It was cheap on sale, and I needed new brushes, and so I bought it because it was cheap, and now I hide it.
You should hide it because this is so embarrassing.
I know.
I feel like one of the things we've connected over is how much we... No offense, everyone.
We hate the unicorn
trend. Hate unicorn shit so much.
Yes, I know.
And then I find this.
I'm aware, but the set was cheap. Obviously, because only absolutely ridiculous people buy this. I went to say one bad word that you can't say, and then I tried to replace it with another. I went to say absolutely... The R word, people buy this. And then I want to say absolutely insane. And then you can't say insane. So I was like, absolutely ridiculous, people. But then I just told you what I did. So it doesn't matter. You heard me say all the words.
Boop, 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 boop. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Is this the police? Time to arrest Danielle.
She said the R word. She didn't even say the
R word. It'll be illegal one day, Danielle, and you're going down. Anyway.
Don't report me, Naomi. I'll report you for things you've done.
What have I done?
You said I treat Tarzo bad.
Yeah. That's the most problematic thing I've ever done.
You've done way worse. I'm going to tell them about that thing that you tried to get removed off Facebook.
I got removed off Facebook.
Okay, she got removed off Facebook.
And I'm editing this pod, so don't even try to talk about it.
Okay.
Look, we've all made mistakes in the past. And luckily, some of us know where they are on Facebook and we get them taken down.
That is good.
And we learn. Anyway, that's all you'll hear about that. But, it was an all right week. Not much, really.
Not much?
Mm-mm. I don't know why I brought that up, just to tell you that there was nothing to say.
No, that's good. Good stuff, good content that you've done there. Yeah, that's good.
Are we all still having fun? We saw a junkie article.
Woo!
Shout out to Grace Jarvis.
Thank you, Grace.
Who must listen to the pod.
Yes, must.
And said that we're one of the best podcasts of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, I'm paraphrasing, something like, try to make it through their intro music, let them have fun, which led me to believe that everyone hates our music. So here's the problem with my psyche. I've seen us in an article where it said we're one of the best podcasts of 2018.
Yes.
And then I've seen something being like, let them enjoy this thing that you might not, and now that's all I see.
Yeah, listen, we're not when we do something we stick to it. So from now on our intro music will go for 14 minutes and you will get through it, but that's for the true fans.
Yes, it is. So anyway, last night I decided to post a story on our Instagram to ask people if they actually like the intro music.
Oh, yes. What did we get?
And I posted that at like midnight and now it's like 12 hours later.
Is that
later.
Like with a yes and a no?
Yeah, so we've got 40 votes for yes and 5 for no.
Can you tell me who the no's are so we can kill them?
Oh, why don't you have a guess as to who the first no is?
Mark.
No.
Peter. Fuck you, Peter. I'm going to fucking kill you, Peter. You dumb dog. I'll destroy you. Seriously, Peter? Stop it. Stop this war on me.
I saw the realization just wash over your face and then just like a blind rage coming through.
I can't believe you're still friends with Peter after all he's done. Kick him out of your life, Naomi. You don't deserve that type of negativity.
Yeah, I don't. Also, once I posted on my Instagram, should I get a perm? And then he voted no on that as well. And then I like called him out on it and he's like, oh, I was just pressing next. Sometimes I accidentally...
No, that's a lie. That's a lie, Peter.
And also, it wouldn't be... I know what you're thinking. Some of you are like, perm. Not an 80s perm. Like a nice perm with like big loose curls.
Yeah.
So fuck you. Okay, here's everyone else who we have to kill. We've got five names here. Dominica Scott, you're gone. Some guy called Ben Slats Inc., you're gone.
Get out of here, Ben.
Aaron... Red is the reddest herring. You're gone. And Jackson Georgie, you are also gone.
You're all banned from listening to the pod. You're not allowed. We can't stop you, but you've got to stop yourself. You're not allowed. Banned.
Yeah, they are banned. Shout out to everyone who voted yes. Some great names in there. Some great people who we love.
We love you all. Everyone who voted yes. You can come to Naomi's for Christmas dinner.
Absolutely. I don't you're have a very invited. Big apartment,
her
but you're
address
all invited.
Is.
Again, those people, Peter, Dominica, Ben, Aaron, and Jackson, you are not invited to Christmas dinner. And
no, you're invited to Christmas dinner, but it's a prank and it's at the dump and we won't be there.
And Bethany and Kristen will be there.
They will be there.
And they're going to tell you how your life's horrible. I still can't stop listening to them, by the way. I know we've talked about them too much, but I can't stop.
Me neither. I got our friends Pete and Kate onto them.
Oh, no.
And now they can't stop either. Now it's a whirlpool. I'll have to find the message because it's very funny. They're obsessed with their fashion tips, which, by the way, if you've watched any unboxing of theirs where they're like, this is how you dress modestly for spring. It's like, okay, so you're wearing a dress that would be fine, but then you've paired it with jeans. Like, you're
right?
Not Lizzie McGuire.
What year is this? Is it 2003? What the hell's going on?
It's insane.
I can't. The dress with pants, I cannot do. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Dress how you want, but not dress with pants.
This is something I got, which is Kate wants you to know she is obsessed with how one of their modesty hacks is to wear a skirt underneath another skirt, double skirt. At that point, the top skirt doesn't matter. Just only wear the long skirt.
No, they still want to look cute.
But you don't look cute with two skirts. You look like you're trying to get more things onto a flight. I dressed like that once too. It's when I packed too much to move to London. I was so hot for like 24 hours on the plane.
Look, you're not wrong. I think it's time that you should put my face mask on me. Obviously, we don't have a mirror.
That's why I'm doing Naomi's and Naomi's doing mine, although mine is just paper on the face. So
I could have brought another sheet mask if you told me about this idea earlier.
Okay, well, can you hold this to my mouth while I...
Yes.
Oh, my God, my sister's been into it.
Oh, no.
It's nearly gone. Actually, just wait. I think I've got another sheet mask.
Okay, good. Because I actually, like, I didn't want to say anything, but I would love some hydration, to be honest. And obviously, I'll just have both mics for now. Obviously, a clay mask is good for drawing out impurities out of the skin. Danielle?
What?
I'm trying to talk about what clay masks do. Obviously, clay masks are good for detoxifying the skin. I know that's not an actual scientific word, but they do some shit like that. I've actually been feeling like my skin's a bit dry, so I'm looking forward to this sheet mask. Part of me thinks Danielle just didn't want to give one to me because she thinks they're too valuable and she doesn't value me or my friendship. That's just the vibe that I get from her every now and then. Danielle is a peeing. We'll be right back.
It's ethnic.
What the fuck did you just say?
It's ethnic. I don't know if this is a Korean beauty trend or it's just...
Okay, so you've described it as ethnic.
Yes.
Do you want to have another go?
It could be... Oh, no. It is Japanese, I'm assuming, because it says Daiso Japan.
Yes.
On it. But it also says made in Korea. So what the fuck? It could be Korean. It could be Japanese. Okay. I don't know. You could be a part of the well-known Korean beauty trend in this episode or a Japanese beauty trend. Who knows?
I do Korean skincare.
Do you? Well, congratulations.
Thank you. You've
won a free face mask. Well, I mean, it was however much it was from Daiso, and it was in a 3-pack.
It would have been like
$1.
$2. How much was your face mask?
$2 from Mecca.
Okay.
But I just wanted this one because I felt like peppermint tea would be nice.
Mm.
Nice and refreshing.
All right.
Okay, this little crinkle sound, that's us opening them.
Welcome to ASMR, the pod.
Tazo's loving this.
He thinks it's snacks.
It's not snacks, Tazo. It's snacks for our skin.
All right, hold on, we're putting them on. Okay, here's the thing, though. You already seem to be talking differently, which is bad for a podcast.
Okay, smile.
Great. So bring the microphone to your mouth.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to pretend to talk normal and not do what I was doing before, which was, yes, can I please live my life? You look so strange.
Thank you. You look normal. You look the same.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, now what?
I think mine is to go for 10 to 20 minutes, so I'm assuming yours is the same.
Okay, cool.
So by then we'll pretty much be towards the end of the pod, so I guess we just wait.
All right, so we'll just sit in silence then.
Yep.
I regret I started eating a banana and then I put this on.
Oh yeah, you
which
can't.
Makes it hard to eat.
You absolutely cannot eat a banana while you do a face mask.
Yeah.
You'll get banana all on your face mask around your mouth.
Yeah, I really messed up here.
Yeah, you fucked up big time.
Anyway, did you see A Star Is Born yet?
Me? No.
No, Tazo.
No, I've been busy and so I haven't been able to see it.
You went on a plane.
I did.
Can you talk about your life?
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
We're literally spending every 2 seconds, we're like readjusting it around our mouth.
The mouth bit is gross. It's gross.
Okay.
I went on a tiny plane on the weekend. It was 8-seaters seats and one person had to be a co-pilot.
Oh, my God.
And actually do tasks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the tasks were because I wasn't the co-pilot, but I saw people doing tasks.
Who was the co-pilot?
On the way there, it was Luke McGregor, and on the way back, it was Celia.
Oh, okay. So it's a position of power.
Yeah.
For powerful people.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You have to have a TV show first.
Yeah, one day. You're on your way.
I am.
You're on your way. You might
that's
get
the goal.
You might get to like sit in the pilot in the co-pilot seat before takeoff.
Yeah. Anyway, I went on a small plane once and it actually, like, you would think it would be. Did you say it was scary?
It wasn't, like, scary, except for on the way back when we flew into a storm and the plane was, like, a bit turbulent. And also on the way there, I saw a lightning strike.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, near the plane. It was, like, I could see. It was clearly, like, to me, I was like, well, that's, like, 2-3 kilometres away, but we're in the sky, so I have no idea how far away it was.
Because,
you know, in your mind, you're like, that's 2 kilometres away, but it could have been, like, 500. I don't know how far it was, because I'm not a bird. I don't see stuff that easy.
I've always said that about you.
That I'm not a bird?
Yeah.
I'm like a bird, but I'm not a bird.
You want to fly away?
I always fly away.
I went on I used to be, like, terrified of planes, and I still am a little bit scared when I'm on a plane, but I used to, like, be terrified of turbulence, and then I went on a tiny plane that had, like, 10 seats, and I was, like, sitting behind the pilot so I could see all the controls and everything, and it was turbulent, but it somehow calmed me because I could see everything.
That's nice.
And it was like, this shouldn't calm me because statistically if I was going to die in a plane crash, it would be this plane.
Yeah. The small ones are not good.
No.
I've known, like, 2 people who, like, their dads, one of them had a crash and died and then the other one was just in a crash and then he was better but he was rough for a while.
Oh no, I'm sorry for laughing. It's just because I could see your sheet mask just slowly sliding. Slipping down over your lips. And you were just talking about how you know people have died in a plane crash. This is the worst idea that we've had. This is worse than watching The Bachelor.
What do you mean we're multitasking? We're talking and hydrating our faces.
If I have a reaction to this, I'm going to be really mad at you.
You're not going to have a reaction to it. It's your favourite type of skincare regime, Korean.
Yeah, but who knows what's in this? Okay, let's see. Alcohol, snail secretion filtrate. Well,
sick.
I already have that at home, so that's fine. Yeah. Centella Asiatica extract. People really like that. I'm giving you a class. But it also has alcohol in it, which isn't good. But it also depends on the alcohol, and I don't know enough about it. I have, and hyaluronic acid as well. Okay, this is very interesting for the three people who watch who know anything about skincare. What the fuck was I just going to say?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, no, I have a bottle of snail extract.
What does it do?
Probably nothing. Yeah.
Is it like this stuff that they leave behind them?
Yeah, it's literally just that.
That's cool. I used to, every time it would rain in Townsville, I used to collect all the slugs that would appear and keep them as pets and then, like, walk around with them all over my hand, and they'd leave big trails of stuff all on my arm.
Yeah, so similar.
They'd eventually die, though, because I didn't know you had to, like, keep them real moist.
Oh.
So they'd just
dry out. That's horrifying.
Yeah, but I didn't know as a kid, you know?
What a way to die.
I used to catch fish from the creek, too. And I'd put them in, like, a little, like, jar thing to be like, look, I've got an aquarium, I've got a fish. And then by the end of the day, they would have died because all the oxygen would have left the water.
What, you put the lid on?
No, I didn't put the lid on, but, like, fish need, water to be oxygenated. That's why they have filters.
Mm.
If they drink all the air out of the water, then they die. And that's what they were doing. And I didn't know. I was a kid. I was little. I was like, why can't I keep them? Why are they dying all the time whenever I catch them? Anyway.
Is there a type of animal you didn't catch?
Turtles. Always tried. Couldn't get them. Too fast. Me and my friend Jess used to go down the creek every day, try and, like, catch them. We'd take a bucket and we'd lure them to the surface with bread, which I don't think is good for them, but we'd do it. And then every time they'd try and get up, we'd try and, like, get the bucket through the water, but the bucket would move so slowly because you're trying to pull that much water up and you'd never get them. But you'd try. God, you'd try.
You should have put holes in the bucket so that the water would, like, a sieve.
Yeah, that would have been better, but we didn't think of that because we were 8. No, we're probably, like, 12.
You idiots.
Yeah.
They don't have 2 degrees, do they?
No. No, we don't. We don't have 1 degree between the two of us.
That's okay. I'm not using mine anyway. I just have a lot of debt.
And I have no debt, so... That's good. You take one with the other. You got 2 degrees, so on paper, very, very smart. And you are very, very smart. But me, what have I got? one big novelty check.
Raw Comedy winner 2016. Best newcomer 2018.
I didn't get anything for that. Like, no, like, fun trophy or anything.
You didn't get anything?
No.
You get a piece of paper?
We did, like, a photo. They do, like, a photo shoot with all the winners after. And everybody else had, like, a trophy or, like, something that they could pose with. And then they just grabbed – they were like, you don't have anything to pose with. So they grabbed Frank Woodley and just put me in photos with Frank Woodley. Like, so weird. I was like, okay. I don't know why. Nice to meet you, Frank.
A video of me and Frank Woodley just came out.
Yeah.
It's, like, I don't know. It's probably the most problematic thing I've ever done. But it was, like, something that was written for me, and now I don't know if it's too problematic for me to share, but I think it's
more problematic
fine.
Than that thing you had to get taken off Facebook?
Not that problematic.
Okay, then it's fine.
Now you're making it sound like it's way worse than it is, but I'm still not going to say what it is, because okay. From my standards it's really bad, even though I've told people about it and they've been like, oh.
Okay, sorry, tell me what it was.
Anyway, it was Rob Hunter's Late O'Clock Show.
Yeah.
I was in it. I played, like, a... like, wannabe comedian who's a young girl who had, like, pancreatic cancer.
Yep.
And she tries to do jokes about it, but, like, bombs real bad.
Yeah, we did something that night before you did that. We were hanging out before you did that.
Oh, we got a cup of tea.
Ah.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
Nice cup of tea.
Yeah, nah, but let's make it about you.
No, I was just saying that I remember that you were going to do that.
Yeah, nah, it was really fun and really funny, but now I'm worried that the pancreatic cancer lobby is going to come up.
Oh, tell them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's fine. People act like they've got cancer in movies all the time when they don't have cancer.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be the butt of a joke, though.
I mean, if the joke is good enough.
To be fair, it was quite funny.
Yeah, then there we go.
Yeah, and Frank Woodley was there.
And now we've come full circle.
To back to Frank Woodley.
Yes.
What a nice man he is.
He's a nice man.
Yeah. I want to take this off my face.
You do?
It's driving me insane.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep mine on because I want to have a beautiful face, so.
Okay. I've already achieved it, I think. How do I look?
Mm.
It feels itchy.
Does it? That's not good, but it feels itchy.
No, but that's okay.
Amy's dabbing it at her head now.
Well, you have to get the most out of the serum.
Oh, I just rub it in with my fingers. Mm. But you can dab too. You look like a lady.
Dabbing, let's be clear, I'm dabbing the sheet on my face. I'm not like dabbing.
Yeah, don't worry. She's doing a normal person thing. You look like something from like back from like a period drama, like some old lady who, well, not some old lady, but like some young maiden who's got a...
I'm a bit flustered.
Yeah, you're a bit flustered. There's a hot man in the room and you're sweating and you're dabbing with a hanky at your face. Like, ooh.
Maybe that'll be my new vibe.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get bathers and I've ordered like 5 pairs online and I've ordered like the smallest size in each and they've all been too big. So I'm like really upset about it. And then Mark's like, let's go to swimwear galore. And
swimwear galore.
They won't have any styles I like and they won't fit me. And he's like, they have so many styles. Like I went there with my ex-girlfriend and she got this like 60s style one piece. And I was like, oh, fuck off. Worst thing I've ever heard.
Did you go to swimwear galore?
No, I have. We only had this conversation yesterday. But do you know the type of swimsuit I'm talking about?
No. What type of swimsuit?
It's like, you ever seen people walking down the street and they just look like they're from the like 50s or 60s? They drive me insane. I'm like, what are you doing? What's your point?
Oh,
were
yeah.
You want to live back then?
Oh, okay. I mean, it's like a polka dot type.
Yeah, that kind of bullshit, I think.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's like one of those ones that looks like a little sailor top and pants.
Yeah, grow up. Yeah. Grow up. Live in reality.
We're not in the 60s, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. Or you want the Vietnam War to keep going. I bet that's what you want.
Don't dress how you want. Keep up with the times.
Exactly. People should follow fashion trends or admit that they like slavery. Those are your two options.
All right. Well, good. Nice to see you again, Naomi. I think we're going to have to end this now. I'm going to pull mine off.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what else is going on? Do you know how hard it is to just talk
to you? To me. Why am I hard to talk to? I got heaps of stuff to talk about. Just ask me a topic and I'll start talking on it.
Okay.
Okay, let me ask you a topic first.
All right.
Have you entered any competitions lately?
What, like Raw?
No, like, like the phone company that you're with, do they have competitions and you enter them?
No.
Okay, well, my phone company, Optus, they have Optus perks and I entered a competition so that next year, potentially, I might be able to have Christmas in Finland.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's a competition I've entered recently.
Why would you want to have Christmas in Finland?
Just go for a trip. I mean, it doesn't have to be Christmas. It can be any time between 2019 and 2020.
Oh, okay, good. Because, like, if you went during their winter, there's, like, no light.
Yeah, no, of course not. I don't want to go there then, but I could have, like, Christmas in July. Ever think about that?
Why does it have to be Christmas related?
Because that's what I want to say to myself. Because that's the competition is for Christmas, so I'm going to be like, this is Christmas!
I entered like an Instagram competition that was like comment and follow.
Yeah.
But then I was really annoyed because it was like a month later that they decided. So I had to follow these two Instagram pages. And it was this like wellness blogger for like a whole month. And it was like, we'll announce the winner on November 30th. So like the whole time, I'm just waiting. I was just waiting. And then when it passed, I was like, you're gone. Felicity.
So annoying. That's ridiculous.
But it's so that people will forget to unfollow them so that they won't. But I didn't forget.
Oh, yeah, I do that. I keep a little notebook.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I just put them into my notes on my phone. Like ones that once I entered because there was like a, you could win a pair of shoes or something. And I wanted to win the pair of shoes. And guess what? I didn't win the pair of shoes.
Oh, my God. Once, okay, I'm still mad about this. Once I was at DFO.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a competition and it was like you need to take a selfie with something you've purchased at DFO.
Yeah.
And hashtag it and then we'll choose a winner and they'll get like a weekend and like you stay in a hotel and they give you like spending money and stuff.
Yeah.
And so then I enter the competition and they're like barely anyone has entered and all their photos are like so shit and poorly lit. So I was like, I've got this in the bag.
Yeah.
And then this guy wins and it wasn't even a selfie. Someone else took the photo.
Oh, what the fuck?
And so I like, and so then I went to like the winner, and then like someone else had commented, they're like, "This isn't a selfie," and then they just didn't even respond because they're cowards.
You should go them harder.
Well,
write
I went
it into your show.
I went back on my Instagram to the photo. You can go find it. It's a picture of me and a candle, and I edited the caption so to like call them out.
Very fun.
For not even picking someone who'd taken a real selfie,
like me, Naomi.
Yeah, fucking hell.
That's
rigged.
You've been hard done by there.
And it was so poorly lit. He's like in a dark room and there's like a window behind him or something.
Get out of
can
it.
Can barely see his face.
Do you reckon that was just randomly chosen?
No, it's because it had like a funny caption or something. It wasn't even funny.
Oh, get out of it. Me and Donna tried to win this. We like this app called Beam It. It's like for money.
I love Beam It.
Beam It's great. And there was a hashtag.
Shout out, everyone. Get Beam It.
Get Beam It. Anyway. there was this hashtag 12 days competition where you had to transfer. If you transfer money during this 12-day period and you did a funny caption with hashtag 12 days in it, you could go in the draw to win $200. And there was like a few like draws of $200 every day for this 12-day period.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Jono kept on transferring $1 to each other every day, doing hashtag 12 days in the caption with funny captions, some of them better than others, some of them quite bad, but we'd never won and we were so annoyed. We were doing hashtag 12 days all day, every day.
Yeah, it's you never know. You never know who – it's like Cards Against Humanity. You got to play to the person who is your audience, but you don't know your audiences. You don't know what they're like.
Yeah.
Once I actually went through a period when I was like a teenager and I had nothing else to do because I didn't have that many friends. And I just entered like online competitions and I won like so much shit.
What'd you win?
I won a whole skincare range. I won like.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was called like Young Sleep. It doesn't exist anymore, but it was like face wash, toner, moisturizer, even though that kind of toner is. Alcoholic toner is really bad for you, by the way. And like a spot treatment and like I won like this whole skincare range and I won the weirdest thing I won like movie tickets, but I won this like, it was like Libra or something and it was like a tin to keep your tampons in.
Yeah.
But you could only carry 4 tampons, but they were like.
Teeny tiny ones?
They were like sort of laid out like a cross. So it was like. Sort of like if you gathered 4 cylinders together and that was what the tin looked like. Does that make sense to you?
So it was like that?
Yes.
And then they each had like a little, what, that's fucked.
It was so, nothing has ever looked more like a device to put tampons in. I was like, I'm not carrying this around.
Why didn't they just like have a cylinder?
Or just like a square.
Yeah.
Yeah, a rectangular prism. No, but they had to make it fucking weird. It was so weird.
What the fuck?
But it was free and I was like thrilled that I was winning all this stuff online. I'll do that again if I have a breakdown.
I would like to do that. I would just like to earn some more money.
I got so many free
or
samples.
Just a car.
You'd just like money?
I'd like, I'm sure there's some competitions where you can win money, so you win a car. I'd like to win a car.
Yeah, I think those ones are a bit harder.
Hmm. We'll see.
But my dad used to work at Nestle, and he would bring stuff home all the time because it was like competitions, but no one would, like, if no one entered the competition.
Just nobody would enter.
Yeah, sometimes.
Surely one person enters, one person wins it.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to enter more competitions.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how few people enter competitions sometimes. Like, I'm sure that many people didn't enter the Beamer one.
No, and that's annoying because we were doing so many entries. I'm annoyed.
Do you remember when I applied to win tickets to see a movie and you came with me?
Oh, yes.
And the cinema wasn't even full. And we think it was just they were just trying to get people to...
Yeah, which movie?
Go
was
see
it?
A movie. Blockers.
Oh, that was a good movie too.
That was a good movie.
Good fun movie.
That was you know what really annoyed me about that movie is what? That so the premise is that it's about
teenage girls
trying who make to, a pact that they're gonna fuck.
Yeah.
Not each other.
They're gonna lose their virginity.
Yes. And then it's like their parents trying to cock block them.
Yeah.
And then like the trailer was online, even like when I entered on like Junkie's Facebook page, I saw it and all the comments are like, this is so misogynistic. This is like women should be allowed to have like sex. You would never do this if it was your son, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, can't. That's what the movie was about, yeah, you dickhead.
Why didn't you go see the movie?
Yeah. It was like it was written by a woman.
It's also the cast of, like, it's women in it, so you would expect that it's not going to be like, yep, the dad got him. The dad got him and he locked him up and he put him in a chest of evil. And he won. He had pure daughters.
It was just so dumb. I hate it when people judge something before they even see it. Have I talked about Heathers on the pod?
You've mentioned it because you wanted people to watch it so you could chat with them about it.
Why don't you watch Heathers and then we can talk about it?
Naomi, I don't have time.
You don't have time.
No, sometimes I just need to like do nothing, including watching stuff. Sometimes watching stuff makes me like it's. Sometimes I'm like, this is a lot of intake, and sometimes I don't want to intake. You know? Do you ever feel that way? Like I don't want to be a part of watching stuff. Sometimes you're just like, I just can't.
Yeah, that's what happened to me the other night when I ended up dancing around my house with a gin. Dancing to some jazz. I think I was actually having a breakdown, but then I was like, I'm past it. I felt like, I honestly felt like Judy Garland or Liza Minnelli just like a few weeks before they OD, you know, just like, woo, I'm fine. Liza Minnelli has not OD'd. She's great. Not that you're not great. Can you save me?
Nope. Nope. Dig that hole. Dig that hole. I love these holes. They're my favourite to watch.
Oh. I also went on Mark's Twitch stream this week. Oh,
yes? How was that?
That was fun. We played a game and we played like... There were like two main levels that we played and it took us like an hour to get the first one and then over an hour we spent on the second one and we still didn't get it.
Yeah.
And it was really embarrassing. Oh, actually, nah. This is what I want to talk about. I got an email.
Mm-hmm.
To my comedy email. Ooh. Which is listed on my Twitter account. And it says, oh my God, it was like, I got this yesterday and it was like the biggest thrill, to be honest. Have I told you about this?
No.
Oh my God, you're gonna
Well, you also got it yesterday.
Yes.
You just said, no, of course
we
haven't.
Talk a lot.
Yeah, but we haven't talked since yesterday.
Yes, we have.
Have we? Oh yeah, last night, because I was in Mount Macedon.
Yes. See, we're actually really good friends, even though you hate me. So, the subject of the email is called "Reality versus Feminism."
Okay, who is this? Who sent this? Can you read me the email address?
So it's Jonathan Farley.
Okay,
and his email address is lattice.theory@gmail.com.
Okay,
and then he says, I infer from your tweet, and then he's linked to one of my tweets. Okay, so here's the tweet I did. It was about a comic that I've known for years. So do you know what the manosphere is? So the manosphere is your incels, your fucking red pill dudes.
Okay, so like the opposite of like feminism groups and stuff.
Yeah, just where they all congregate online and plan to like... murder women or whatever they do. I don't know. Anyway,
they do that.
It's a comic called The Only Value It Ever Had.
Okay, yeah.
And in the first frame, is that what it's called? Frame?
Yeah, the first frame, yeah.
The first frame, it's a woman and she says, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need no man. And she's smiling and she's proud of herself. Meanwhile, there's a man and he's welding the back of what seems to be some sort of humanoid. And he's got a little welding mask on. And then in the second frame,
yeah,
she's the humanoid is up and it's sort of like the body is that of like a naked woman.
Yep.
But then the head is like, I don't know, it doesn't actually look like a actual person, but it looks like a robot.
Yeah.
It's a sex robot.
Yeah, that's I was getting.
Anyway, and he says, I made a sex robot. She's now my robo waifu.
Okay. Sounds like a type of man who wouldn't get a real wife.
And then the robot is saying, how can Robo Waifu please her master today, master?
Oh, master.
And then he says, her name is Everpeach 1.0.
Everpeach.
And then the woman in this frame she's revolted. And then in the third frame, the woman is yelling and she says, you pathetic virgin, you can't handle a real woman. You privileged cis scum. Patriarchy, help, I'm being neglect raped. Neglect raped. As in when a man isn't fucking you. That's in this comic, that's called neglect rape from the feminist point of view.
Women, what can you do to please them? You can't fuck them, they get upset. You do fuck them, they get upset. Psychos.
Anyway, and then the robot is like, which looks horrifying, by the way. The robot says, why is bio cunt so angry, master? And then he says, he's smiling, he's quite happy, he says, because that offal just lost the only value it ever had, waifu.
Can I please have a look at this?
Yes. So I tweeted about that when people started talking about incels, and I think it was because some incel murdered a bunch of people. And I've known what incels were for years because me and my friend and also enemy of the podcast, Peter, are really like delve into that shit because we kind of find it quite funny.
Yes.
Anyway, and I just posted about that. I was like, now that incels are in the public consciousness, let me direct you to my favorite Red Pill comic in which women are mad that terrible men are fucking robots. Man, the dude in this comic really came out on top because like, I'm so embarrassed. He's like got a robo waifu. Like it's fucked.
Yeah. Also, anyway, he thinks that the woman, her only value was to get fucked. Like he's
over. Yeah, obviously.
Oh, no, that's not her value.
Oh no, but that's what they think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But what's ridiculous about this is that the feminist is somehow jealous of the robot.
Which, by the way, looks like that doll from Rugrats with all its hair pulled out.
It does. And so she's jealous because she's not getting fucked by him. So that's what – I probably could have worded that more specifically, but I'm like, oh, like imagine a woman being mad that a man's fucking a robot. So he said, I infer from your tweet that you are suggesting it is a myth that feminists are reacting this way, but they are. And then he's linked two articles about people questioning whether sex robots are good for society because – I mean, as it's
because
shown,
people can act out their like fantasies on the robots and that sort of thing, and then they're worried that they might take them to the real world.
Yeah, and it might affect people's attitudes towards women, like the amount that like Siri gets abused.
Yeah,
stuff like that, shit like that. Which I mean, evidenced here by the fact that that this sex robot is the guy's slave. It seems because she's calling him master.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. So he's linked those and then he says, better luck next time. And that's the whole email.
Can we like catfish this man and find out who he is?
I tried to find him but not really very hard.
What was his email address?
Lattice Theory. Lattice.theory.
LATTICE Theory.
theory@gmail.com.
Lattice full stop theory.
Yes. Maybe we can look him up.
Can you Google what lattice theory is?
Oh, it's like some physics shit. He's clearly a fucking nerd. I just thought it was so funny that what he's gathered from that... Oh, here we go. He's a mathematician.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay, latticesiri.net. Oh, my God. What is he... Here's what I want to know. First of all, I tweeted that in May, right? I tweeted it so long ago. Has this just haunted him since then?
Yes.
Because I guess he loves... Oh, my God. Okay. One of the world's most impressive young mathematicians. He is a model of excellence for young people of all backgrounds, but especially African Americans who may see their intellectual potential in him. Harvard is proud. He went to Harvard? Oh my God.
He's sending emails to random people on the internet.
And an Australian comedian, I have like 1,700 followers on Twitter.
What is wrong with him?
Oh, my God. Okay, so he graduated in...
Should I do a Photoshop of him with a robot? And we'll tweet it.
So he graduated... He was second highest grade point average in his graduating class. He earned 29 A's and 3 A minuses. Why would you put that on your website? Why do you need to know that?
I mean, if that's the only value you have in your life, then I can understand why. There's this photo of him on, like, the front of a magazine, which I'm assuming is some sort of, like... I mean, I've never heard of the magazine. It's like so-called Crisis Science and Technology. I'll put the robot on that one because it's science and technology and they're like, doing with the fuck robot.
There'll just be a little robot in the corner. How can robo waifu
serve you, serve daddy?
Master. Jonathan Farley seated next to the late US Senator Ted Kennedy. That's not even a photo of you. You've been cropped out of the photo, Jonathan Farley.
Yeah, what's he on about? I can see one third of his face. And all of one man annoyed to be having a photo taken of him.
Media. Oh, let's find his Twitter account. I wonder if he has one.
He defs has one if he's emailing you.
But that's the thing, he didn't tweet me back. So I think he's just a coward and he knew that if he tweeted me back, then I wouldn't even have to write anything. I'll just retweet it.
Yeah.
And then everyone would be like, you're a fucking idiot. I don't know if he has a Twitter account.
That's insane that he's just on Twitter then trolling people.
Well, he's not even trolling.
Well, he's sending you, like, ridiculous messages. That's a I can't believe somebody, emailed you after you responded to a thing. Like, they were like, I need to talk about this. What are the things I'm going to do?
But that's not even, like... The comic makes it sound like she's jealous that he's fucking someone else when in reality the concern is that people are so awful that even this robot is going to get abused.
Yeah.
And that's going to like then be normalized for other women.
That's what the concern is, not that we're not going to get fucked by the weird guy who wants to treat us like slaves.
Yeah. Look.
Psycho.
I'm just a bio cunt, so what do I know?
And bio, is my cunt a good one?
I did. Bio. Oh, hang on. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel sorry for him. All he does is get on fights in line. It's just a bunch of people being like, who the fuck is this guy? Get a life, Jonathan Farley. Anyway, that was the most fun troll I've ever had, I think.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I actually didn't think about responding to him once.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would just leave it because he now, seems like he'd track you down.
Yeah, but now it's a thread I kind of want to pull on, knowing that he just does this all the time. It's interesting that he put his name to it.
Yeah, that's
a lot of people would do it via like an anonymous Twitter account.
Did he say Jonathan Farley at the bottom?
It was that's his name attached to his email address.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is like, does he not know that you can Google latticetheory@gmail.com and figure out who he is?
No, but it said in the email, Jonathan Farley.
He's insane.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Jonathan. Love you. Love your work.
Love you, Jonathan.
Love you. Have we talked enough yet?
Yeah, I think we've done like 59 minutes, so we should wrap this one up. Move on to the next one.
Wrap it up. I'm probably going to have a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought the way you said it was funny.
I'm just really classy.
I don't think saying sandwich is classy.
Sandwich.
I think saying Sanger is classy.
I love your culture.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go get a gin.
Yeah.
A Christmas gin.
A Christmas gin. We'll be back.
Bye. Bye. Well, we can't say it like that because what? It's like they're not going to hear it for another week.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
We'll talk to you in
a week. We'll talk to you in a week. Bye.
Hello. We forgot to do any of the stuff that we usually do at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, and we waited like an hour and a half before we remembered. So hey, we're back.
We're back. Danielle is going to read out. We just sung the song that you would have heard at the start. I think we should do a short version at the start, put the full version at the end because it's very long, but it's also very good. And I don't think we should deprive people of that.
Yeah,
and if you are one of the people who hates it, then you can stop listening after this. And hopefully you didn't stop listening after we said bye the first time.
Yeah, we're back. Okay, this is... So the song we sang today was called Apero Hour.
Okay, and, it sounds like something I would have listened to when I was depressed.
Are you a bit of a jazz fan?
Yeah, this week I am.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. I'd forgotten that we'd made that joke.
It was a callback, Danielle.
I know, I'm so sorry. Why can't you just be nice to me?
I don't know, it's like my substitute for a personality, I guess.
Okay, good. I'm glad I understand you more now. Okay, I'm going to read the description for Apero Hour by Kevin MacLeod. Cool jazz. I'm going to warn you now. That organ line gets stuck in your head really easy. Like an ice pick in a Marxist revolutionary. Too soon?
We both understand that reference.
I don't get it.
Me either. Whatever, who cares? Anyway, thanks for listening to the pod. If there are any new reviews, I'll read them next pod. That's fine.
Yeah.
Talk to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I've actually been updating the Facebook the past 2 weeks. Are you impressed with me?
Very impressed with you.
I realized we didn't update it once throughout the entire Bachelorette. It just goes straight from Bachelor to now that the Bachelorette's finished.
I mean, it was boring. So the Bachelorette was very boring.
Yeah, it put us in like a comatose state.
What are you going to do? Don't blame us. Blame the Bachelorette.
We're only human. Anyway, contact us there. Batch Bitch everywhere. Batchpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email us anything about the podcast or if you want to talk to me about any of my tweets, feel free to email us there. And what else?
Nothing.
Contact us individually as well.
Yeah, if you, I'm way more likely to respond to you if you just message me on my own Instagram than if you ever send an email to the email account. Remember how we were...
Don't discourage them.
I mean, seriously, no, Naomi will send me a message to say somebody sent an email to the email account and then I'll have a look at it.
Yeah.
After I verify the login details because I've forgotten them every single time.
Can you learn how to fucking log in and like not have to log out? I don't understand why you have to log in every time.
My original computer that I logged in on is fucked. And so, like, that was the reason why I had to get that, like, you to do the weird key thing with your phone that time when you had to, like, confirm that I was allowed to access it.
This is good content.
And then the second time I logged in, it was on Jono's computer. Okay.
Okay.
And then that's at his house. And so now I'm trying to log in off this laptop.
That's still three. That's only three still.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll continue this conversation off the pod. This will just be the next... We'll have to wait a week and it'll be us a minute later still arguing about this.
Yeah, so angry still.
Anyway, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye!
A bitch. A bitch. Bitch.
You got it. It will stop now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.